Finally this hour, a note that will rattle baby boomers who grew up on the Beatles. If he had lived, John Lennon would be 70 years old tomorrow. That's right, 70. This milestone gives NPR's Art Silverman a chance to acknowledge a favor the Liverpudlian did for him.
Here's a confession. In 1968, John Lennon kindly lent me his identity. Or rather, I borrowed it. He wore glasses. I wore glasses. He had long brown hair. I had long brown hair. His nose was a prominent feature on his face, and so was mine. And there was something else.
Next song we'd like to sing is our latest record. Or our latest electronic noise, depending on whose side you're on. And it's called Help!
It was his sense of humor more than his looks that got to me. Under that tough, caustic surface he projected was something I suspected but didn't hear until years later after his death, when outtakes from recording sessions showed how fragile his ego could be.
That is, you can't, you know, children.
Can I do it? I can't do it.
Or how silly.
I'm only sleeping, take one.
Or even how sentimental.
You must remember this.
A kiss is just a kiss.
A fly is just a fly.
Until all those studio tapes were released, I didn't quite appreciate how much this world-acclaimed pop star needed to work up his courage just to record a song. He did it with clowning or sometimes a childish touch.
Sugar Bum Fairy, Sugar Bum Fairy.
John Lennon's confidence could be a bit shaky at times. He needed humor to disguise that. It's another thing I borrowed from him. So, although this comes a bit late, I want to say thanks, John, for sharing your identity with a kid who really needed it.
All my little plans and schemes gone like some forgotten dream. Seems like all I really was doing was waiting for you.
Art Silverman, NPR News.
No need to be afraid. No need to be afraid. It's real love. Yes, it's real. Yes, it's real love. It's real.
This is NPR.